Let's do it, Raj. Let's check
Drew
in with
McIntyre
our man.
McIntyre nails the door shut in Arkansas, has won 15 straight.
Will McIntyre. He's the diffuser. He's been fooling batters since his high school days at Bryant. When the Hogs are in a jam, who does DVH call
yes.
on? The diffuser. Will McIntyre. Brought to you by Centennial Bank. Build a strong financial game plan with Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Good morning, Will.
Morning, guys.
What's that, Will?
Great to have you on today. Listen, you've had a long, great career in Arkansas. You made your last trip to Baton Rouge. Not exactly the way you wanted it to turn out, but talk about your trip down there. It was a late night. I was trying to. We asked Cam Kozel, would you have rather played a doubleheader the next day, or were you fine with playing till 1 o'clock that first game in Baton Rouge?
Honestly, I think it was fun playing till 1 o'clock in Baton Rouge. I feel like that's a very unique experience.
Sure.
And it also kind of, I feel like it helped us out in a way, even though the result didn't go our way. It kind of takes the crowd out of the game. So,
well, you have a close one there the first night. They get the better of you. Then, obviously, the next game was not a good game for you guys. And then you get the win on Sunday, which was important just to give you some momentum going into this week. You guys start Thursday night against Tennessee. What's sort of the mindset of the team? I know, listen, you got several things you're playing for. Your super regional seed and regional seed. You're playing for possible conference championship. What's sort of the message that DVH has been giving you guys the last few days?
Just keep doing what we're doing. That Sunday win was probably easily the biggest win of the year. To avoid being swept, and it was a hard fought win. So I think that showed some growth in the team. And then to go out there and play some of our best ball of the season right towards the end of the season and start trying to get hot for the end of the year.
By the way, for those who don't know, I think I don't know if you saw the figure. We talked about it, Roger, a couple of days ago. Maybe it was last week. I think Arkansas has the fewest number of sweeps since 2017. You guys have only had two in the last 8 years. I think next is LSU at 8. You haven't been, we haven't been swept, I think, since 2 years ago. So you guys did avoid that. Tennessee's always interesting to play. Obviously, there's a connection there with Coach Vitello and Dave Van Horn. Is that something you guys are aware of? You know it's there. You've seen it, does that mean anything to you? And also, too, Tennessee seems to be they chirp a little bit. They sort of got into it with Vanderbilt this weekend. Do they rank up there at the top?
They're Bush League.
Do they rank?
They don't play the game the right way. My opinion,
that's our man JM. What do you feel about them? Everybody has a different style. What do you think about Tennessee style and the way they play baseball?
They just seem to play with a lot of emotion. So sometimes emotion gets the best of you. Sometimes it can help you. So, we're going to have to go into this controlling our emotion depending on, how we react to what they do. And I think the best way is just, be a silent killer, is just really don't show any emotion and go out there and let your game do all the talking.
Justin Moore mentioned a few minutes ago about Tennessee having their back against the wall. They feel like they may need to win this series too. Have a chance to get that super seed. And at the same time, you guys are playing for a conference championship. So there's a lot on the line. I imagine the atmosphere will be similar to like it was against Texas.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. We played Tennessee here 2 years ago, and that was one of the best environments I've been in at BOM. So I think the fans know it's starting to take hold as a big rivalry for us in the SEC. So it's going to be a fun one this weekend.
We're visiting with Will McIntyre, brought to you by Centennial Bank. Yeah, again, this is your last year with the Hogs. You can't go out much better than to have back-to-back home series with those ugly orange teams, Texas and Tennessee. Pretty cool, pretty cool way to go out. And, of course, then you're expecting and hoping for a regional and super regional. But for a way to end the regular season, looking back, it's going to be pretty cool and special to look back and having played that kind of schedule at home.
Oh, yeah, the SEC gave us a really good home schedule this year, and that probably means it'll be a tough one next year for the guys. They probably means they have to travel to these places. So, I get to enjoy the home schedule. These guys next year might have to deal with a tough road schedule.
We hadn't asked you, maybe we have in a while, but last weekend we have Bree Ellis on every week, too. from a hitting standpoint, what she's done is remarkable, unprecedented, you know, maybe in college softball, some of the stats that she has. Do you guys try to keep up a little bit with what she's doing? Obviously, you've got a chance to be the National Player of the Year, just named SEC Player of the Year.
Oh, definitely. I remember, I think it was like last week during the SEC tournament, they were playing and we were practicing and we were getting ready for practice and their game was on in our locker room and we were all watching her just because, you know, I saw this funny graphic. It was her comparing her to Barry Bonds. And
yeah,
I mean, her stats are right there with them. So I hadn't been able to watch a lot, but I've been able to watch when I can. And she looks like a slugger out there.
Yeah, she's. We hope she gets that the National Player of the Year nod. The JM seems to think that's the case. And speaking of National Player of the Year, Fahiva Aloy is in the mix and is being talked about. What's your thoughts on him as a possible Player of the Year, and especially in the conference?
I mean, that guy is just an unbelievable person. He's a great guy. He has amazing work ethic, and you know everything he's doing. He's earned it himself, and I'm just honored to be one of his teammates. And you know, super proud to see his growth from last year to this year. And I'm just really excited to see where the rest of this year is going to take him.
JM, Justin, you said that you thought he was the best shortstop maybe in the history of the program, that to your knowledge?
In my lifetime. I mean, there's been some good ones. Battles was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, just to name one. But I think, for my money, I think Vahiva is the best I've personally seen.
Yeah, glove and bat. Both of those.
Yeah, for sure.
Now,
for sure.
Last thing.
Played with some of the best shortstops in history up here. Battles, him, Marty. So I've gotten a good group of shortstops to play with.
You sure have. Yeah, no doubt.
Last thing before we let you go. Your dad sent me this, and he said, "Wasn't sure if you... if you were okay with me telling the story." So I texted him this morning. I said, "Did you ask Will?" He said, "No, go ahead and tell the story anyway." So he said, "One of my proudest," and Justin, you'll appreciate this, "one of my proudest dad moments," and Roger, you may have the South sound already. "One of my proudest dad moments was when Will was about 4 years old and he was walking through the Walmart parking lot with his mom. He sees a Texas Longhorn bumper sticker on a car and says, quote, 'Dad says when we see that, we do this,' and then he flashes the horns down sign."
Horns down! Horns down!
And that's Justin's son. But he said, your dad said, "Is that not great parenting or what?" And that's outstanding.
Hey,
absolutely.
Born and
raised. Yeah, this, your dad's a great guy.
It just is.
And, of course, Justin, were you on with us last week? It seemed like when we talked about the horns down sign, maybe one of the greatest pictures ever taken of a race. Walt, you probably saw it too. It's so darn. You were probably there for that game.
Well, you know, they had the towels. You know, they handed out towels.
Oh, that's right. Horns down.
And it was, you know, had the horns down. It was for the Hawaiian sign.
That's,
you know, so depending on which way you turned the flag.
Well, Will, get after those volunteers. And next week we'll talk to you about you guys beating them and also having your regional, and talk about the regional matchups you guys are going to have.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
right,
go
Will.
Hawks. Thanks, Matt.
Good luck.
See you, man.
Thanks, Will. All right, thanks to Centennial Bank.